He took a trip to London to buy a hat, all business class, tens of thousands of dollars.
Is that accurate?
Yes,
just to buy a hat?
That's accurate.
Okay.
That's entirely accurate. There was a full-size billboard put up by the Dogwood Initiative opposite my campaign office in the 2017 election, accusing me of bribery and corruption.
Really?
Those are outright lies. They are falsehoods. I could sue them for defamation and win, but it's not worth the bother.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that happening? Because Dogwood Initiative and others have decided to try to influence the outcome of elections. That is wrong when it involves money from anybody outside British Columbia.
Mm-hmm. I think most British Columbians would agree with that.
So what's the problem with the NDP acting on our legislation that we put forward? They buried it. Because that's where they get their funding from for their collateral activities. You know, one of the last things that John Horgan did before the hammer came down on foreign fundraising was to fly down to Washington, D.C., supposedly to talk to the Americans about softwood lumber.
Mm-hmm.
The real purpose was to pick up a check for $375,000 U.S. from the head of the United Steelworkers of America.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Do you think that's worse or going buy a hat in London?
I think you got to get these guys off business class and get them back into the legislature where they have some accountability.
Sure.